The Free Library of Philadelphia is proud to present a podcast from our author event series, recorded live at the Central Library on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. To learn more about the Free Library, the Central Library Expansion Project, and how your contribution can help our programs and services for the community, please visit freelibrary.org.
Hey, everyone. How are you doing today? First, I must say thank you all for coming out. I'm glad you came to see what it is that I have to offer. Thank you. You have the BU book. Yay! This is the new move, BU by Mary Mary. I will tell you how it all came about before I kind of delve into the book. My sister and I were sitting in the office with our manager, and we were talking about, you know, just some different ways that we can kind of brand and expand Mary Mary. And if those of you who are not familiar, I am a part of a gospel singing group, Mary Mary. My sister and I have, I think, up to 5 CDs out, and I probably should know specifically how many I have out, right? But I think we've got about 5 CDs out. We've been around for 10 years and have had some deal of success. And God has, I say, opened the or allowed us the opportunity to be able to go into different platforms. However, we dare not go into some area or arena where there's no passion, or take up, you know, some new interest just for the sake of money making or gaining more attention. We have to go and be a part of things where we're passionate and what we really believe in, because I think you're most effective when you believe in whatever it is that you're doing. So we're sitting in the office talking with our management. I'm sorry, may I ask you to please stop taping on your phones if you are? Pictures, I don't mind, but videoing, please don't. I'm sorry, I prefer my management to say that, but they're not here right now. Anyway, so we're talking about what it is that we can do. And, you know, we're both going on about, you know, we meet all these different people when they come to our concerts, and they're talking to us about, if I could just be in your shoes, and if I had this, and you look like this, and if, wow, if I could just, and I'm like, you know, people really don't realize how significant they are and how humble beginnings can, you know, bring forth amazing futures. You know, sometimes people think, if I had this, if I knew this, if I was connected this way, then I'd be great. If I looked that way, I'd be great. So, you know, as we began to talk, we were like, you know, how can we make the greatest impact with these girls and help them to understand that they don't need to be us. They just need to be themselves and tap into what's great and what's unique and profound and signature about them, you know, what their strengths are, and how can we encourage them to pursue that so they can just be the next great themselves before there was a Michelle Obama or an Oprah Winfrey or Beyonce, whoever it is that people admire. Before they were not. So we were like, how can we use this platform to encourage all the young girls, or, you know, not so young girls that are paying attention to Mary Mary and thinking highly of us? How can we tell them that they can live a great life and all they have to do is be true to what's unique and special about them? And thus we have the idea of Be You. There are 5 principles behind the idea of Be You. It's be honest, be intentional, be strong, be beautiful, and ultimately, be you. And I'll expound on each of those categories. Be honest. Unless we embrace who we are, who we really are, our strengths, our weaknesses, how we look, what we like about ourselves, what we don't like about our level of education, you know, whatever it is about you that makes you unique, until we embrace that and be honest and true to what that is, I don't think we can grow to what we want to become. If we're lying about, oh, I'm really good at this, and then you're going to be put in a position to see if you're really good, and then you realize, if I would have just told the truth, maybe I could have got a little help and I could actually become good at this. So be honest with yourself. Be honest with who you are and how you are, and embrace whatever it is that you are, and then move to better it if you don't like however you look, your level of education, you know, some of your bad habits. If you don't like them, embrace it. Be honest about it. This is my area of struggle. Sometimes I'm not so honest. Or I'm a little unhealthy because I eat 3 Snickers before I go to bed every night. Or I'm not so confident in myself. Whatever it is about you, be honest about it. And then you can say, okay, this is where I am, and this is where I need to go to. Maybe I don't think I have a lot of friends, and maybe I'm not that friendly. Maybe I should introduce myself a little more as it relates to the little girls. I don't have a lot of friends. Nobody wants to play with me. Well, have I ever went up to them and said, my name is such and such, and would you like to be my friend? Be honest about it. It's not everybody else's fault. Be honest about who you are and where you are, and then you can move into the next step of whatever it is that you're trying to do in life. Be honest. I'm going to get to intentional. Well, intentional is one of them. Be intentional. And that is basically, I mean, it is what it is. Whatever it is that you want to do in life, whatever it is that you want to accomplish, it can't just be a dream that's over there that you talk about, but you never take the steps toward it. You never take the steps moving in the direction of whatever it is that you want to do. Many of us will say, I want to go to college, but we won't fill out any applications. We won't fill out any scholarship forms. We won't go to the library or go to the counselors and inform ourselves. You don't want to go to college because you're not doing anything to help yourself get into that stage. Or if it's for those of us who are grown or more mature, you want to start a business, but you have not informed yourself of what it is that you need to start at the grassroots level. You have not submitted any applications for loans, or you haven't researched what it is that you need to go into. Like, help yourself. And then I believe God will honor your preparation and he will bless what it is that you have, and he'll do what you cannot do once you have done all that you can do. But we have to do all that we can do and be intentional about whatever it is that we want. I don't like myself. I'm not the healthiest person. Well, if I start eating right and maybe going for a walk, maybe 10 minutes a day, 3 days a week, at least I am making some kind of effort about whatever it is I think my problem is. I'm being intentional about what it is that I want to do, what it is that I want to accomplish. And there are things that are much greater and grander than these little small examples that I'm giving. But if you want something in life, you have to be intentional about going to get it. Do what you can do. You know, go as far as your reach will take you. And then expect blessings to come your way. Expect people to come into your circle, or expect to meet someone who might be able to help you go a little further. Expect to meet someone who might give you some information that can help you take yourself a little further. If I give 99% and that's all I can give, expect that God will bless your effort and he'll be the 1% that you cannot be. So be intentional about what it is that you want. Be honest, intentional, be strong. One thing I cannot stand, y'all, is a weak person. And maybe I'm wrong for saying that, but someone who always breaks under everything. Everyone in life has to deal with hardships. And many of us think, my life is so much harder than theirs. I wish I could look like them, and I wish I could dress like them, and I wish I had their money, and if I only went to college, and if I could only get this promotion, and if these people would only understand me, if I just didn't go through this as a childhood, if my first marriage wasn't so bad, if my kids wasn't, if my friends, it's always something. It's always something to complain about. It's always something. It's always an excuse about something that's not you. And it's just crumbling you and causing you to not do what you want to do. It's not causing you to not soar. It's causing you to not be strong, make it through, and grow through whatever it is that you have to go through. So be strong. Be strong. Everybody has to deal with something. There is definitely someone worse off than you. There's definitely someone who's gone through worse thing and has made it through. So be strong. Just know that you are strong enough to make it through whatever it is that you encounter. You're strong enough. You're strong enough because God made you strong enough. But once you believe it, you embrace it, and you make it through. You don't just go through, you grow through. Be honest, intentional, be strong, be beautiful. Now, when I talk about being beautiful, I don't mean physical beauty necessarily, because I think Now, I believe with all my heart that beauty comes from the inside out. When someone thinks highly of themselves, there's a certain way that they walk. There's a certain way that they talk. There's a certain way that they embrace the world. I'll give you an example. Well, look at me and tell me what y'all think. Do y'all think I'm a pretty nice looking girl, maybe? Anyone? Thank you. Do you like my sweater or my shoes or something? Right? Okay. Watch me walk in here and tell me, is there anything beautiful about the way that I'm walking in? And now I'm an actress. If I give my Oscar-winning performance, make sure you clap for me, okay? Now, if I walked in that way, but you think you're looking at the physical appearance and you're thinking, well, she looks pretty good. But the way I walked in, Was there anything beautiful or confident? Did I look like I thought my clothes were nice, or maybe my hair was nice, or I thought maybe I'm a pretty decent person? Did I look like that when I just walked in? Okay, now watch this one. Hi, everybody. You see the difference a smile will make? You see the difference that holding your shoulders up and walking like you think you're something? I don't care if you have the ugliest clothes on. I don't care if you're not as smart as you think you. I don't care if you don't speak the king's language. I don't care if there's someone who has more money than you. I don't care if it's, hey there. I don't care if it's someone that you think is cooler than you. Okay, I should move back a little bit. I don't care if it's someone they're so much more popular. They have everything. Oh, they get all of the awards. They do well in whatever area. If you walk in like you believe in yourself, if you walk in like you're confident about who you are and how something about that is just beautiful. When you smile, something about that is just beautiful. You can really be a person that's not really physically speaking, you know, you might not be the eye candy. You might not be the one that everybody's like, wow, once they see you. But if you walk in with this beautiful smile, you're going to catch the attention of people because something about that is just beautiful. And people can see the beauty in you that maybe you can't see looking in the mirror just because of your smile, just because of your confidence, just because you think something of yourself, people begin to think something of you. So be beautiful. Think that you are special. God made you unique. God made you special. He didn't make you like me, like her, like them, and like them, because you're special in and of yourself. And if he made you just like them, you would only be a second runner-up. You're never going to get the gold medal in being them. You're just going to get, like, the bronze or the silver. Why not get the gold in being you, you know? Why not be number one at that? Why not tap into what it is about you that makes you great and special and unique? And don't be the next great this. Be the next great you. And it starts off with being beautiful, believing in yourself, walking with confidence, thinking something of yourself, speaking as well as you can speak, not letting anyone or anything make you feel belittled or beneath them, because we all have the same blood running through our veins. We all have the same kind of brain. We all got arms, eyes, legs. We are all the same. And we all start off with the same amount of potential to live a great life, to do great things, to be significant. It's just a matter of, are you willing to tap into it? Are you willing to realize that and then walk in it? Move in it. If you think you're special, you walk around like you're special. If you think you're cool, then you act cool. You know, if you think you're smart, then you act like that. You know what I mean? But if you think nothing of yourself, then that is what you exude to the world. Now, I'm not much, so I look down all the time and I speak really low and I look off and I don't smile at anyone and I don't introduce myself because I don't think I'm worthy of having any friends, and nobody probably wants to talk to me anyway. What it is that you think of yourself, that's what you give off to the world. And that is how they respond to you based on how you respond to the world. I do totally believe that you get what you give. I've been told before, or should I say, I've come to realize that people see the world through the eyes that they live. How do you say this? It makes sense. People see the world based on how they see themselves. So if you're happy and you're honest and you always try to do your best and you're content with just being number one at being yourself and you have a positive outlook on life and you think that things will work out well, usually they will. And if they don't, you have such a positive attitude and such a beauty about yourself that you're able to go through it and grow through it just because your outlook on life is so beautiful. So be beautiful. Have a beautiful attitude, beautiful spirit. Walk like you're beautiful. Talk like you're beautiful. Think much of yourself because God thinks much of you. That's why he made you unique. He didn't make you them because he thought you were special enough just to be your own self. So be honest, intentional, be strong, be beautiful, and ultimately be you. There is no one like you. No one has your same DNA. No one is exactly like you in this world. Of all the millions and millions and millions of people on this earth, there is no one that is exactly like you. You are completely and totally special. You have the potential for greatness. You have the potential to do great things, to live a great life, to be a great person. And once you believe that, You do that. So be honest, intentional, be strong, be beautiful, be you. And if still you're struggling or might be challenged in the area of how exactly, I mean, it's really good stuff that you're saying and all that, and I get it, but what's the practical application of that? Well, that information is right here in this book, Be You by Mary Mary. Well, girl, I can't give you this, but we're going to see what we can do after this is over, but I need it right now for the presentation. But it's all right here in this book. We have 15 chapters. As I said, there are five principles, and so there are five sections with all of those principles. Be honest, intentional, be strong, be beautiful, be you. But there are 15 chapters, all of which are titles of songs that we've written. We have Yesterday, it's a song from our self-titled record. We have So Close, I Try, God Has Smiled on Me, Biggest Greatest Thing, I Love You That Much, Little Girl. Speaking of a little girl, let's go to that section. I'll tell you what the song basically speaks of. 41. The song Little Girl, there's a section of the song that really resonates when we talk about Be You, and it's the bridge of the song, and it says, tell you what you should do when you get up in the morning, look yourself in the mirror and say, I love me. Even with all your flaws and all of your downfalls, just be your best, because to God, you already are. And it goes on to say, how about I sing it? Little girl, wonder, are you listening? Little girl, struggling with your confidence. Little girl, God made you so beautiful. Little girl, I just thought that you should know. And the song is basically encouraging you to know that you're special. You don't have to be like anyone else. So we have a chapter entitled Little Girl. And I will tell you there at the end of each of the sections, there are journal questions. And sometimes we look for all of the answers from someone else. If someone else could just tell me, if they could just show me, if they could just walk me through this, I would know just what to do. If I could look at them, I'll follow them exactly and do it that way. But sometimes when you ask yourself questions and you answer them honestly, you find your own way. Just by listening to the information that's, or just by reading and embracing the information that you already have. So there's these journal questions at the end, and I think they're so great because they help you to find your way. They help you to navigate the path or this road and this journey to being your best and your greatest self. At the end of the chapter, we also have scriptures that help to reinforce the message. Everything that you need in your life, every area, every aspect of your existence, I know from reading that there's information about it in the Bible. So for all of these chapters that we have, there are biblical references and there are scripture references that just encourage you to be your best self, and that tells you from the mouth of God that you are special, you are unique, you can forgive yourself, you can go on, you can go through, you can grow through, you can be bold about the God in you. Just all of the different chapters that we have in here. There is, as I said, a scriptural reference at the back, so that we're giving you our take and then we're giving you God's take. But the journal questions, I think they're so helpful and I think they're so good because they help you to navigate this path and this journey to being yourself on your own. My answers might not always work for you. I'll give you an example just with the music business. There's so many people who take different roads to get to success, to become successful. And if I try to do exactly what this person do, that just might not work out for me. If I tell someone, if you do this, this, and this, and this, this is how it will turn out, and it just might not turn out that way. And they might navigate their little road and their journey completely different, but end up at the same place and the same point of success or even greater success. So I think finding answers that's deep within by asking yourself some questions and being honest about the answers, you kind of get to find out more about yourself, more of what you should do, what you shouldn't do, all by asking yourself questions and answering them honestly. So the questions are great at the end of the book. I remember when I first read it after we got it, I wanted to make sure, like, I hope that
I hope that it's exactly what we wanted it to be. And after I read it all, we've done a book before, and I wasn't so happy with the way it came out. But this time, I read through it, and I'm like, that's exactly what we wanted to say, exactly the way we wanted to say it. And so I'm reading it at 3 o'clock in the morning because I have a brand-new baby over there. So I'm up in the middle of the night feeding my son. So I grab the book, and I start reading it. I'm like, kids are asleep, husband's asleep, nobody's interrupting me. It's my time, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to go for it. So I start reading the book. And I stay up for a little while to finish it. And then I start on the questions, and I had to tell myself, honey, it is the middle of the night. The kids are going to be in here at 6:45. Close the book. But the questions were really, you know, they were thought-provoking, and they were so interesting, and I just felt compelled to finish it. So I think the questions are really, really great at the end of the chapters because they really do help you to navigate this road. They really do help you to get closer to becoming your best self. I just think the book is really, really great, and I'm not saying it just because it's my own. I would encourage it for the girl that's 10. I would encourage it for the teenager that's 16. I would encourage it for the young woman that's 21, even the woman that's 35 and still doesn't feel that great about who she is and how she is. I would encourage you to read it because you really are special. And I cannot say it enough. You really are unique. You really have the potential for greatness. There is no one. Their brain is not composed of anything different than yours is. Our physical bodies, you all have the same potential, but to be the greatest of whatever. And once you start believing it, then you start walking in it, and everything about your existence will start to exude. I'm something. I'm special. I can. I really can. I can. I can. I think I can. I know I can. And so then you do. So that's that. I'm going to read. I'm going to read this little excerpt from the section entitled "Be Intentional." I thought it was really great. Hopefully you will too. Is this good so far, you guys? This is a new platform for me, so it's a little different, but I hope I'm doing all right. Am I doing all right? I pride myself on being honest. Why act like I'm a pro at this? I'm new to it, but I'm excited about it because I feel like this book really has something to offer. I feel like it really can help to guide people down a better path. And Be Intentional is 55. I didn't bring my book with all my notes, so trying to remember where everything is located. Okay, be intentional. Don't be someone who just lets life happen to you and blames others when things don't go your way. Decide what matters most to you, get up and pursue it. Go after your dreams, work hard. Even when you can't change your circumstances, you can change your attitude. You and God together can make something beautiful of your life. When you move out, just make sure you're following Him. I would have to tell you, starting your day with prayer is like the smartest, most effective, best thing to do. And I know this is not, you know, a religious event or whatever, but I have to tell you, if it works, hey, stick with it. Some days I wake up and I'm just not having a good day. I'm not feeling good about myself. I'm not feeling good about my circumstances. I'm not feeling good about having to wake up because I was really tired. I would have preferred to sleep 3 more hours. And sometimes just saying a prayer of gratitude, like, God, thank you for this day, because there was somebody who thought they had 3 or 4 more days or years or decades, and they didn't wake up this morning. So thank you for the breath that's in my body. Thank you for all of the good things and the bad things that will come my way. For all of the good things that will come, I thank you in advance. Help me to enjoy it. Help me to savor the moment. For all of the bad things, help me to know that they're coming to make me strong or teach me or help me to grow up in some area and help me to grow through it. Help me to learn whatever lesson it is that I'm supposed to learn through it. And everything that I just feel like, oh God, why couldn't this just happen to somebody else? Help me to be strong and smart enough and aware enough to know that you would not put anything on me that I'm not able to handle. And I thank you again for everything good, everything bad, and everything that will be a part of my day. And watch how your day is slightly different. Slightly different. And it's not that you'll deal with everything that perhaps was going to come your way. It's not that it'll skip over you, but because your attitude is like, you know, I didn't have to have this day. I could be sick. I could be in a hospital. I could be in a worst off situation. Like, I'm still alive because, you know, I have, look at mom over there pushing on a baby. I saw you. That's all right, girl. It's a new day. We'll step into doing it better as of today. But, you know, when you embrace the day with gratitude, then I believe we're able to see the good in the day more than the bad. And if you grace the day with strength, and just ready for it. Like, you know, I won't let the day just happen by accident. It's going to happen. I mean, somebody might stop in front of me when I'm in a rush, and they might be talking to the car next door or taking 45 years to make a left turn, and it might kind of irritate me because I left the house 5 minutes late. Or, you know, I get to school, and I'm thinking I'm looking real cute, and my friend says something about my shoes, and now I'm paranoid all day long, and I don't really want to play with anybody, and I'm just, I mean, things happen. Things happen. But if you start your day off with the best attitude, sometimes the things that'll happen, you'll be like, you know, it's life, it happens, and you're able to go through it as opposed to stressing out, going crazy, and you can't change the situation anyway, so, like, why bother blowing a gasket? And I can tell you by experience, don't do that. It's a waste of your good energy, all of your time, all of your positivity. It's a complete waste of it because you cannot change it. If you're sitting behind somebody in traffic and they're taking 10 minutes to turn, all of this, ah, what are you doing? Move, move. They're still going to be there. You're still going to wait. Now, you've given yourself a headache. You're sweating. You're frustrated. You're probably going to take all this frustration out when you get to school, when you get to work, or wherever it is you're going on somebody else, and you still had to wait. I mean, why you stress yourself out? You know, why do all this sweating? You're smelling really good. Now you're smelling like you just got through working out. All for nothing. You couldn't even change. You couldn't even change your circumstance, you know? You know, just, I mean, hey, if you can change it, change it. If you cannot, it's life. It happens. Why did the tsunami happen? Why did Katrina happen? Why did this happen? Why did this devastating thing happen? So I can't take someone not liking how I look, or I can't take someone sitting at the stoplight when they should be going through, or I can't take someone making a mistake on the job. Or, I mean, for real? It's bigger things and worse things happening around the world. Why spend all your good energy on something that's so minuscule? It's just so insignificant, you know? Save the good energy. Save all of that intensity and put it into being a great person. Put it into having a better attitude. Put it into becoming whatever area of lack or area of weakness that you have. And put it all into becoming better in those areas, not wasting it on something that you really cannot change. So that's that. We've got the be intentional. We've got stand still. We've got, I should read some excerpts, huh? Got it. Well, I tell you what, I'll tell you how many chapters are the different titles of the chapters, and maybe you all can tell me which one you might be most interested in, and then I'll just kind of read through it a little bit for you. Is that cool? Okay. So we've got, ooh, I need my book with all my notes. Like I said, I'm new to this. I just left that. I have it at the hotel, but I left it there. Next time I'm going to have it. Okay. So we've got Yesterday. That song is about leaving the pain of the past in the past because you can't change it anyway. So Close is a song letting you know that God is close to you just like anyone else. You don't need someone else to pray for you or someone else to talk to a higher power on your behalf, because just like we have access, where those people who you think they're so spiritually connected, you have access too. You can get on your knees and talk to God at any time. He's close to you just as he is us. I Try. This song is about making your greatest effort and sometimes just not making the mark. Sometimes you fail. After you've done everything right, things can go wrong. The song God Has Smiled on Me, realizing that, you know, I'll tell you what one of the verses says. It says, "This morning I picked up a paper. I read about tragedy. I stopped and I realized that it could have been me. That could have been my mother or maybe even my big brother. But you kept them just like you kept me. So I came to tell you God has smiled on me." I guess I don't have to read that because I've told you how that song goes. And I think it's so significant. That's another point to having a positive outlook on life. Like, really, people are going through the most dreadful experiences. And sometimes we let things that are really not that significant frustrate us and take us all out of pocket and have us with the most negative attitude. And, like, these people are dealing with being abused and watching people, you know, just watching the worst of situations happen right and unfold right before their eyes. And because somebody doesn't like the way you look, I like the way I look. Who cares what you think? It's about what I think. I think I'm special. I thought I was cute when I put these yellow shoes on. I am not going to let anybody make me think differently. I got in the mirror. I coordinated this, and I thought it was right. And when I go to bed tonight, I'm going to think it's right. Who cares what anybody else thinks? And that's how it should be. You don't let anybody minimize what you think about yourself. You let your attitude determine what you are and how you are. Anyway, biggest, greatest thing. God is the biggest, greatest thing I've never seen. That's what that song is about. I love you that much. That song is basically saying that, you know, I love God enough to, when there's something that I'm feeling in my spirit and in my, you know, subconscious, should I say, I'm feeling this is really what I need to do. This is what I should do. I love God enough to just go on and do it. If I'm being reminded of what I should do and how I should do, and I shouldn't say that, and I should do this, and I should, you know, I love God enough to be grateful that He was put that in my spirit and put that in my mind so much, and I'm going to go on and do it. And that could be walking into some great area that you're not that aware of, like, say, college for some. Some might say, I don't really have that much money, and I wasn't the smartest kid, and I don't have any support system, and but, you know, I really feel like I can do this. I can go for it. Well, that's probably God telling you you are able, you are capable, and you can get through it. Love Him enough to embrace that voice and go for it. It could be whatever it is that you're starting out in life, whatever it is that you might want to do. From the most simple thing to the greatest thing, embrace that voice inside that's telling you to do big things, to do great things, to trust yourself, to walk out, to step out on faith, to try at least. Little girl. I told you, little girl. I think thankful, you know, being grateful for all of your blessings. Real party, song says, get your shout and your dance, make some noise, move your feet and your hands. While you got a chance, you ought to get up and give God all you can. Really monotone the way I sang that, but the song is just saying, hey, I got another day. I'm here. I'm healthy. If I'm not the most healthy, I'm able to move. I may as well lift my hands up, you know, clap, enjoy life, sing throughout the day, embrace the good, the bad, and hey, enjoy it because I'm still alive. I'm still living. That means it can get better. I'm running. I'm trying to get to where God wants me to be in life. If I'm supposed to do this and do that and do that, and I have a passion and I have a natural, I don't want to say tendency, but I have a natural gift for this and this and that. This is what I should be moving in. Like, I'm looking at somebody else and they can really do that really, really well. And I don't have, first of all, I don't even have a passion to do that. Second of all, I don't even have that gift, but this is what I'm good at. This is what I really excel at. And why not try to move towards that? Why not embrace what's unique and signature about me and move in that direction? I'm running to get to God, and I'm running to get to what's good and great and significant about me. I'm running to accomplish my goals and do and use the gifts and talents that God has given me, as opposed to looking at what He's given somebody else and trying to go for that. Love somebody. This song says, I gotta love somebody, touch somebody, help somebody along the way. It might be a little lady or a little baby, just can't wait another day. And if I keep it to myself, everything that God's done for me, how can I say that I love somebody, touch somebody, help somebody along the way? So you've got to use what you got to help yourself and help others. Get up, because you can't stop. Get up, got a lot to do. 24 hours almost gone. Get up, don't sit there. Get up if you want to get there. Clocks don't stop and time won't wait. Get up. That song is the song to encourage you. Get up off your do nothing seat and do something. I am so overweight, and you sitting in front of the TV watching the stories or watching some reality show, eating some M&Ms. You want to be unhealthy. Every time I walk up these stairs, I'm out of breath. Well, take a 10-minute walk and stop stopping at McDonald's on the way. I mean, what? Help yourself. Get up and do something. You know? Say it again. You like it? Well, good. Well, honey, get up and do something great. You already got the information, so you have no excuse now. That's that. I trust you is knowing that God has your back. God has your back. Sometimes we feel like, don't nobody love me. There's no greater nothing out there watching me. I don't know what's going to happen to me. God made you like He made the next person. He loves you like He made the next person. And He's got your back. He's got your back. That does not mean you're going to escape all the hardships. That does not mean that everything bad will not be a part of your life. You'll be able to just get away from all of that. That does not mean that. That means that whatever you go through, God will help you go through it. You will make it through it. Just know that God has your back and you can trust him. It's the God in me. That song, that particular chapter is talking about how when, you know, you see people and you think they're blessed and they got it going on and there's so much that's good about them, you have to know that just like them, you have the potential for greatness. And they're doing well because God has blessed them, and God will bless you too. And those people who are doing well should not get so high-minded and caught up in to themselves and become, conceited or think more highly of themselves than they ought. Because it's not that they're so phenomenal and they have everything going on. It's because they're blessed. It's because they're blessed. So it's saying that, you know, make sure you give attention to where attention is due. Don't think, I did this, I did that, and it's all about me, and everything that I have is just me, 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 me. No, God bless you. He blessed you to be in good settings, good surroundings. He blessed you to have good people around you, you know. He blessed you to have opportunities come your way and all that kind of stuff. And make sure you say thank you, because it's the God in me. All right. And, you know, that's that. I don't think I have to keep going on. I think I've kind of stressed the idea of this book. I hope you guys are enjoying it thus far. How about we ask some questions? Anybody have any questions?
So, folks, we've got time for, we're about out of time. So a couple of questions, and then we'll go upstairs for the book signing. So we'll start here with these, with the little girl in the aisle.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hi.
I forgot I was going to say.
We'll come back to you, sweetheart. Hey there.
Hey, girl.
What was the,
Okay, I need that. So we've got to have a quick role play in BU. Okay, I've got to tell you this. You forgot. Who cares? We all forget. You had a point in your head, cat got your tongue, you couldn't let it all come out. When you're talking to somebody, look at them. Oh, God, I don't know. I'm lost for words. They're going to think I'm not smart. No, hey, we're all human. We're all normal. Hold your head up when you talk. Look people directly in the eye. And if you forgot, say, I forgot. As soon as I remember, I'll ask you. But don't think less of yourself because you forgot. Girl, I'm getting up here, and I'm forgetting my way the whole time, but I'm just freestyling, hoping it's going to all work out in time. You know, you kind of freeze up. You get like everybody's looking at me. It's not like being on the stage and the music. It's just me by myself. But, you know, I made it through it. You can make it through it. So we're going to come back to you. When you remember your question, we'll ask you. But next time, you got to look at me. Can't look down. Y'all look at me. All right, girl, because you're special now. You great, honey. Great people can't be looking down all the time. They got to look up because they moving up. All right? Okay. Yes. Hi.
I was wondering.
Now you done forgot your question too. We gonna come back to her.
Okay, how your book?
Say it again.
When you get done. How your book when you get done?
We gonna see if we can work that out for you.
And where's your sister at?
My sister is at home waiting to have her baby. She's 9 months pregnant, and the baby could come right now. So we didn't want her to come here and have
boy
that kind of
girl?
Emergency situation. She's having a boy. It's her first boy.
First boy?
Yeah.
That means you might be next.
You're hilarious. Hey, sweetheart. She's got a question.
Will you be signing autographs?
I will be signing autographs. Would you like for me to sign one for you?
Yeah.
Well, I can do that. Anyone else? Yes, sweetheart. You remembered? Yes.
What might be his name?
My sister's son?
Yeah.
His name is going to be Warren. He's going to be named after his dad. I love the kids. Say again about the book. Anyone else?
I just want to add, I thank you very much for coming to Philadelphia.
It's been a pleasure listening to your songs, and what you delivered here was just...
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And as I said, you all, the book is it's a really easy read. So, you know, the kids can get it, and as I said, the adults also. And it's really good information in there. It's easy. It's comical. My sister and I, we are honest, and we are who we are. We didn't put on fronts in the book. We're just the girl next door, and that's how we wrote the book. And I think it's really, really good information in there. I help you do a little soul searching and whatever it is. If there's anyone in here who feels in some kind of way, I'm just not my best in this, or I just wish if those thoughts or those words ever come to mind, I think this book will be helpful to you. So if you get it, I hope it blesses you. I hope you enjoy it. Hit us on Facebook. We are, help me out, Treva. We're Mary Mary on Facebook. We are Twitter at The Real Mary. We're at The Real Mary Mary on Twitter. And we're at The Real Mary Mary on Twitter. Or we're at ilovemarymary.com. So you can hit us there and let us know if you like it, if it's working, you know, if you're finding your own way by answering the questions and reading it back to yourself and all that good stuff. That's that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much to Tina. We'll see you upstairs at the book signing.
Thank you for listening to a podcast from the Free Library's Author Event Series. If you live in Philadelphia or are planning a visit and would like to attend an author event, information is available at freelibrary.org.